would have a place maybe under, dug in under his house or something or where he'd put his potatoes. Now they pretty hard to keep, a sweet potato is. Have to have them sort of fixed right.
Was a place like that ever called a potato bank or hill?
Yeah. When you banked them, you dug out a little place and fixed it round in there and sort of doodled it out, and then you put you some straw or hay or something down in there, and then you poured your potatoes in there and you curled them back up, and then you taking stuff and to keep it from raining on, getting wet.
Yes.
And you didn't have so awful many in a bank. If you had lots of potatoes, you'd have several banks. And maybe have one you called your seed bank. You wouldn't tarry and hit the next spring when you wanted.
Right.
Are you eating potatoes? You seed potatoes?
Mm-hmm. Right. I see. What was the place on the farm where you fed your cattle?
Well, they'd keep them out the highway. We call them the cow lot around here. We have trolls in there to feed them in.
I see. Was there ever much cotton growing in this part
of the country? Yeah, it used to be everything cotton way years ago, but they quit raising it. They didn't raise so much cotton in this country here after 1915. The boll weevil hit Choctaw County in 1915, and people just kind of cut down on the cotton. Of course, they did finally some get to raising cotton again. Now there's a wench here. He loses, has 102 acres in cotton every year. I think he loses out some years. Some years he makes good.
Yes, sir.
He used to be make it that way when I was on that farm committee, but I don't know where he's still fooling with it or not. I haven't seen him in some time. In fact, I reckon it's been 2 years or longer since I saw he retired and got out of that business. Got sick.
Yes, sir. Have you ever been to Enterprise, Alabama?
No.
You know, down there they've got a statue to the boll weevil right in the middle of town. And this lady holding this great big old bug, this boll weevil, over her head. The reason they did that was that when the boll weevil came down there and wiped out their cotton, it forced them to, you know, branch out and diversify, grow more things. And it was really better for the economy. So they built a statue of
boll weevil. My daddy lived back up here in the Piney Woods, and in 1915 he had his last cotton. And from then on, he raised cows that just run out there in the Piney Woods, and they hadn't had to shut them up. And he said he'd sell his cotton crop in June. Get up them steers, great big steers, you know, of course, he'd get them up and cut them. And make steers out of them, and then we'd get them up, and along about June, somebody come by and buy them.
Yes, sir.
That was before we got to trucking them to town, and it got to where you couldn't drive them up there. So many cars and things on the road.
Yes.
Blacktop. They'd get tenderfooted now if you'd put them out there and try to drive them to town on that blacktop road, hard road.
Yes, sir. When people talk about chopping cotton, what do they mean?
Well, when it's planted, it's just strung along, right along there and made solid in the row. And when they go to chop it, they thin it out to hills, little hills, one or two stalks.
Yes, sir.
They have it barred off, where it's narrow on each side, and then they're going to chop that out.
I see. Did you have a problem with grass growing in the cotton?
Oh, yes, sir.